Today's daf is daf mem, and we are holding once again in the middle of the daf, actually a line up from the middle of the daf, Omar Rab. Kol ha-mevakeret ha-chole nitzol midina shel gehinom. Anybody who goes to visit someone who is ill is saved from gehinom. Shneimar, ashrei maskil el dal, beyom ra'ah yimalteu Hashem. Dal, we understand in this sense to be someone who is sick. Maskil el dal is someone who has the insight in how it is that he has to care for a dal. So on the day of Ra'ah,
that's impressive.
No way. Wow.
That's impressive.
Walked all the way there.
And we understand Ra'ah to be Ra'ah in the deepest sense. Ra'ah Gehinom itself. So ein dal elachole. We know that the word dal is used for to refer to illness.
Is it the same as
midal
or yamatzim? Is it the same as dal in the kinyan of dal?
Yeah, we'll see. There's always elements, but we'll see. Dal, Rashi learns dal in Shmuel. We're going to bring here. Rashi learns means kachush, weakened, fallen. So that also has that aspect. So midala yevatzeini, to break me out of my state of illness, or even if you want to learn that maybe is a reference to a spiritual state or to depression. You know, I mean, adinkra. This is by Amnon. Madua takacha dal ben amelach baboker baboker. I mean, over there, dal is just like worn out. It's not with it. Ein ra'ayal ageinam shenemar kol po'al Hashem l'ma'aneu v'gam rasha liyom ra'ah. So that means that the ultimate end of the rasha, so it must be the ra'ah, is referenced again. V'im biker masech aro, what is one's reward if he does visit a chole? What do you mean? Maskara. I thought that's what we're talking about. You said, Kiryama, you told me dinar shel gehinom. I said, why are you asking? No, I mean, Maskara b'olam hazeh. What import is there in this world? Well, it goes on to say, Hashem yishmereyo v'yechayeyo v'yushar ba'aretz v'al titneo b'nefesh oivav. That's the continuation of v'yom ra'ah. So what does that mean? So let's darshan it piece by piece. Hashem yishmereyu, the shmir that a person needs in olam hazeh is mi'etzer hara. V'yechayehu will make him live. That means mina yisurin. V'ushar ba'aretz means that he will be viewed as rich, mevurach, shiyu hakol mitkabdim bo. V'al titneu benefesh oivav, he should not be given into the hands of his enemies. That means he shouldn't have friends that end up being enemies. Like she is Damnul Oreim ki Naaman. He should have friends the way Naaman had friends. Naaman didn't want to go into the yard and he was like, whatever. His friend said, they argued with him, he knew how to talk to him, he came all this way already, was it a herd, go in. And in the end, Lamaisa, he was Marupa from his Sarab. V'al yizdamnul Oreim ki Rechavam, shechilku ad malchuto, the good friends of Rechavam, who gave him this wonderful Eitzah to be strong, never give in. And they ended up, because of that, breaking Malchut Beit David into two. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Im yomru lecha yiladim b'nei, who's a kenim sitor, if youngsters will tell you, build, and the old elders will tell you, tear it down. Shema lezekenim va'al tishma liyiladim. Do what appears to you to be destructive. Deconstruct. Shibinyan yeladim stirav estirad zekenim binyan, because the building of the kids is just destructive, and the destruction of zekenim is building. V'siman ha'davar Rechavam ben Shlomo, and you can see this from Rechavam ben Shlomo. My father Zatzal always used to say people completely misunderstand this. It means exactly what it's saying. The eitzah that was given to him by the zekenim was utterly destructive. Everybody knows. It's like the Intifada. You start giving in, that's the end. You can't give in. This is what happened. This was the end of South Africa. It was the end of Israel with the Intifada. It was the beginning of the rioting in the United States. You cannot give in. So what they were telling him was completely idiotic. Give in, give in. What are you, crazy? And all the Yeladim said, what are you? It's, history shows again and again, thousands of years. I know these guys are ignorant. So they were telling him,
desegregation was a mistake?
Now, let's not put this on tape. Okay?
I'm trying to clarify.
Well, you guys didn't have any problems.
No, they
didn't. You kept them all in Quebec, your problem.
The King William is. The King William is down there.
Your coffee should be ready, no?
It should be.
I don't smell it, but it should be. So I figured you got your digestives with the coffee. It'll be good.
Sue and the Jew. It's fine.
Anyway, you don't need to go to Alaska anymore.
I guess not.
Huh? That's great. Got another few weeks of Daf Yomi for free. So this is Rechabam ben Shlomo was indeed an example in which the Yeladim are telling you good advice. Bill, they're showing you it's so right, and they're right 100%. But the Zaken who's telling you, I'm telling you, do the craziest thing, but that's the only thing that's going to work. Listen to the Zaken. Omer of Shisha Bereder Avi. A person should never come to visit. We're using the word lisod in the sense of to be a help and to maintain, and that's what you do when you come in. So don't go in there to visit a ketzira. Ketzira is a person who's ill. Not in the first 3 hours of the day and not in the last 3 hours of the day. Because you don't want to not end up davening there, which is the whole point that you're coming for. If you come in the first 3 hours, usually the guy's feeling good in the morning. So you figure, he's already well, you know, what's the good? Get to see you up and around. By the time the evening comes about, he's about dead. You know, but meanwhile, you haven't davened for him. If you come in the last 3 hours of the day, but right there, you'll walk in there and figure he doesn't have a chance. What's the point of praying for him? He's dead by the morning anyway. Takiv Khulshe. So you won't daven. So therefore, it's better to come in the middle of the day when he's ill, but not dead.
is the davening Mosif on the 160th, or is it part of the 160th?
It's separate. It's separate. In any event, this is the pshat that the Ran says is the partial pshat of the Gemara. But the Rambam, very interestingly, I mean, there must be some slight differences in his Gersot, but he writes in Hilchot Avil not to visit during the first 3 hours and the last 3 hours, because those are the times in which people are busy with the chole. So towards the end of the day, he needs a lot of help. So that the family is helping him out, they have a nurse there or whatever, they don't want visitors at that hour. And the first 3 hours, those are the time also where those are things you can do. You get him to take a shower, things like that, things you can't do later on in the day. So they need to concentrate. They can't have visitors at the times in the day when they're actually busy with the real work for the chole.
He said, now, argument, he said the last 3 hours was because he's such a bad condition, your gemara is not bothered praying.
That's the Ran's shot. But the Rambam says because they're busy. Okay. Omer Rabbi, Omer Rab. Minayin shashechina shiruya lima'ala mimitato shechole. How do we know that the Shechina actually stands there above the bed on which the chola is? Shenema Hashem yisadenu al eres divai. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is so'ed the chole on his sick bed. And this has implications la'alacha. Tani nami yohi. Hanichnas l'vakeret ha'chole. Lo yeshev lo agabe mita v'lo agabe safsa v'lo agabe kisei. If you're coming in to bimabakar chola, you must not sit on the bed, nor on a stool, nor on a chair. Elamit atef v'yoshev agabe karkar. You have to wrap. I'm sorry. Omar Ravi Nomarat, Minay Shekadosh Baruch Hu Zanet HaChole. How do we know that the strength of the Chole and the nourishment for Chole comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shnemar Hashem Yisadenu Al Erez Divai. Vi Omar Ravi Nomarat, Minay Shekhina Shriya Lamala Mimitato Shachole. Shnemar Hashem Yisadenu Al Erez Divai. And therefore the halachic nafkamina would be Tanya Nami Ochi Anichnas Levakirat HaChole. Lo Yeshev Lo Agabi Mitav Lo Agabi Sefsav Lo Agabi Kisei El Mitatev. Wrap himself in a talit, v'yoshev agabe karkar, and sit on the ground. and it's not derech eretz for you to be sitting on a level higher than the Shechina. Shinamar Hashem Yisadenu al eretz divai. This we paskin is only where the chola is on ground level. So therefore, if the chola is lying on the ground on a mattress, so then any level that you sit will be higher than the chola, which is insulting to the presence of the Shechina. But if the Shechina is on a higher level, as the chola is on a bed, in a hospital bed, so if you sit in a chair which is lower than the bed, then that's okay. There are others who learn, and the Rambam learns like this, that meet roshav shel chola is literally above the head. In other words, no matter where you are in the room, you must not be in back of the bed, so that you're, because that's the mokum of the Shechina. Besides the question of the height level, which is the insulting to the Shechina, there's also the mokum, the presence of the Shechina. And then, of course, there's always the Zohar, that the Aruch HaShulchan brings the halacha, that actually depends who the guy is. If he's a Rasha, then don't stand towards the bottom of the bed, because that's where the Malach HaMavis is standing. You don't want to get in the way. And if he's a Tzaddik Gomor, then the Shechina surrounds him on all sides. So you have to take that into consideration also. I wonder if the guy notices where people are standing.
If he's a Rasha, why am I visiting him if he's a Rasha?
Well, you don't have to care for a shayim all of a sudden. Like, Russia needs food, doesn't get food. That's a new one.
That's different.
Well, the same thing. I think that's milut chasadim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mevaker. Hashem yisadenu. Oh, now as far as that was a very good point that Rabbi Yaakov brought up to doing tshuva. The Meiri learns that this is the main point here, because the chole anyway in his illness is in a state of working out his life and doing the tshuva and being mispalel in his heart. And therefore, you don't want to be there to divert him from the Shechina. So if you stand there higher, so it's as if you come between, it's like walking in front of a person who's davening. You don't want to come between him and the Shechina, so to speak. It's a whole different take on the Gemara.
Not to stand?
The whole Mishnah said you stand.
But not to stand between. It depends on where you're willing. It's not to be between him and the Shechina. So that's a different element. The Omar Rav and Omar Rav. Now this begins now of a different. We've been talking about Omar Rav and Omar Rav, and we're getting into over here quite a bit of a tangential issue, which is another mimer of Rav and Omar Rav. And it has many, many important halakhic ramifications, which is why it's a very short daf today, you may notice, on the base. So I figured we'll do the Ron, you know, a day like today. It's snowing anyway, nobody's going to go to work. So what did he say? That mitra b'ma'arava sahana rabba prat. If you want to know what the situation is about the weather in Eretz Yisrael, did it snow? The way to know is look at Nahar Prat. If Nahar Prat is swelled with water, then that water is coming from Eretz Yisrael, because what's the name of that? Watershed. Right. Of the Prat is the Hori Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if it's raining, even though you don't see any rain in Bavo, but you see the Prat is swollen, then that's coming from rain in Eretz Yisrael. It's very interesting. Rashi says that pshat in Ta'anit, where it says we don't pray for the Geshamim, Ad she'evo acharon she'bisrael menahar Prat, which gives enough time for the runoff to get to the Prat only after they've crossed the Prat. So that'll take also a few days. Because of that, they have enough time to cross the Prat. It doesn't make any problems. But in any event, this has nafka minas la'halacha. Because actually, this mimer of Rabbi Amar Rav argues on Shmuel. The Omar, first of all, Shmuel says, Nahara mikipe midbar. Shmuel says that actually, when a river is growing in size, its bracha of the water is coming from its own source water and not directly from the rain. And this is based on the Gemara in Ta'anit that says that for every tefach of rain that you'll be measuring coming down into a river, there will be two tvachim additional that the water is coming up from the mayonis, but the tahom. So in other words, it's actually the rain actually ends up doing a much better job at filling now the underground. What's the word for the tahom in English? The aquifers. So that the water table rises, and that's considered to be directly the source of the river. It's not considered to be rain, which makes tremendous nafkamina, because when you're talking about rain, you cannot be tovel in rainwater if the rainwater is moving. You can only be tovel it if it's standing still, because it's mikvah water. But if you're being tovel in mayan water, which is coming from aquifers directly, it's gushing out, then you're tovel in it as the water moves. You don't need for it to be standing still. So this has immense halakhic ramifications. So if you hold, as Shmuel says here, that the Nahar is blessed from its own kippah more than from the Geshem, so you don't have to worry about the Geshem. So we're going to be bottle in the water of the Nahar, which is kosher to be tovel, and even though it's moving. And yet, interestingly, that mimer of Shmuel actually is the opposite of another mimer of Shmuel. Pligi de Shmuel or Shmuel. D'omar Shmuel ein hamayim mitaharin bezochalim. That you cannot rely on water that is moving. When you go to a river, and you say, oh, this is great, I could go and be tevel in this river. You can't be tevel in that river unless you're talking about the Nahar Prat during the month of Tishrei. Now, what this really means, explains the Rambam, is we're taking the Prat as an example. That's what everybody knows. Okay. So the first thing is, first klal is a river that sometimes stops flowing completely is clearly dependent on rainwater. So that when it starts flowing, it's flowing because of the rain. You can never be tevel in that river. Because since without rain it dries up completely, you always have to be cheshesh, that what you're looking at is mostly rainwater. Now suppose it's a river. So that's mayim mechazvim. So the Mishnah says in Porah, you cannot use mayim mechazvim. Something like the Nahar Prat, which doesn't dry up, then you take a benchmark. The benchmark is, you need to know that river during the end of the dry season. Okay, so Tishrei, it hasn't rained all summer. What is the level of the Prat? What's the flow of the Prat in Tishrei? If you know that, then as long as you haven't exceeded that flow, to the extent that you need to be choshish, that it's mostly rainwater, then you could be tevel in it all year round. It doesn't mean you can only be tevel in Tishrei. But it's saying, for someone who doesn't know anything about the Prat, the only time you'd be able to be semech that this is its natural state is in Tishrei. If you know what that state in Tishrei is, then obviously whenever it matches up to that state, or close enough to it that there's no chash, that it's doubled its flow through Gishomim, so then you don't have to worry about Ribui Gishomim. It's not magic. He's just telling you what it is that you should know. But in any event, that clearly is the opposite of Shmuel's Maimar, that Nahar Mikipe Kamivra. Because according to that Maimar, there's no possible way of getting more rainwater into a system than you'll get aquifer water into a system. Because for every tefach of Geshem, you're going to have two tefachim that is being Mizbarak Mikipe. And therefore, Shmuel is essentially contradicting himself. Now, as the Ron explains, when we say he's contradicting himself, we don't mean it as a serious question. We're just pointing out that what he's talking about in agadic terms, like it's two from the bottom, to home, we bring the pasuk right for the pasuk, is not to be relied upon la halacha, where Shmuel was machmer la halacha, not to look at the more haggadah type of issues over here. It's okay, but as far as we can see, we see the rain falling, we see the river increasing, we cannot base halacha on the considerations of diyukim and psukim that aren't nogel halacha. And we have to go according to, as always halacha does, it goes according to gross appearances, not to instrument measurements. Otherwise we wouldn't be able to be drinking that water. Too many microorganisms in there, right? Agreed. All right. So therefore, it's not that it's a contradiction to Shmuel. It's just telling us, la halacha, Shmuel didn't rely on that. And he always wanted to make sure that he knew the level of flow of a river before he would use it for tefillah. And in fact, Shmuel's father, Avuda Shmuel, Avad Lohan Mikvaot Levinate, he would make mikvaot for his daughter, his daughters, during Yomei Nisan, because during Yomei Nisan there would be a lot of water melting snow and so on coming from Eretz Yisrael. So he wouldn't rely on the water. He would build a mikveh. And Mafzei B'Yomei Tishrei, when it comes to the Tishrei period, in which you can rely on the river, he was afraid that they would be stepping in the mud and would get a chatzitza. So he would put down mats on the bottom of the river and allow them to be tovelet in the mats. Or it could be he didn't want them to be nervous that people were looking, so mats he put up litzniut in order to make sure that they wouldn't feel rushed. Okay. The Ron doesn't like that pshat too much. He says, well, that's what he was taught. Because then why dafka yomei nisan? If lemaisa, what Shmuel is saying is that you always have to worry, not only during the main snow runoff, so then it should have said all year round. So he learns like this. Obviously, during the winter, nobody goes to be tovel outdoors. You're a mikveh in your house. I mean, who doesn't build a mikveh in their home? It was, by the way, a major movement early on in the settlement in America, where they do-it-yourself mikvehs, which you could very cheaply construct a mikveh in your own home. Somebody put out a sefer, actually, how to do this. Who just told me about Revoldo and... No. That wasn't here. No, a relative of ours, but it was a shochet in Nebraska, where they used to have that big schlachtes. I don't know if they're Omaha, Nebraska. I don't know if they still have the meat coming from Omaha, but there used to be a big kosher schlachtes. It was in Omaha, Nebraska. Revolbo, this is a cousin of my shver, and Revolbo told somebody that he was with them when they built a mikveh there. He was in Sweden at the time. In their kitchen. There's no other mikveh. So anyway, so this you're normally, you go to the mikveh, I'll get to you in a sec. Go to the mikveh in your home. In Nisan, now already it's nice weather. So now you want to go to the mikveh outdoors. I mean, why would anybody go to a mikveh in a building? Are you crazy? It's beautiful weather. You should be out there in nature. So then that's when they moved outdoors. That's the mikveh it's referring to, which is that he would make a place in the river where the water would sit still and wouldn't be in movement, so that you could be tovel in that spot. And then, during Tishrei, where you didn't have to worry about rainwater at all, you didn't need to be still. So there he would put up the mafti, because you didn't need to have a dugout area. Okay, this is how the Ron learns. Lemaisa, there's big machlokas about it. And Ron, that's why the Ron is so big, is he brings all of the various shittot about whether lemaisa do we paskin like this part of Shmuel, that you always have to be choshesh, or do we accept the opening halach, because elsewhere the Gemara does indeed say that it's mikipe mivrach and so on. What exactly do we do? Or do we consider it always to be a chashash of gishomim? So, I mean, halacha lemaisa, what has happened is that in Ashkenaz, the minhag, because of the scattering of the little shtetlach all over the place, and the ribuy of rivers, which we did not have really in the African settlements, so the Sephardim never developed these menhagim, but the Ashkenazim, the minhag was to be mekel, to be tevel in a river, and that is to be samech on the other gemaras, which it's clear that you don't have to be chayish legishamim. However, Balei Nefesh would see to it that they would go to areas in the river where the water was still. So those areas you could be samech on, even with this Ron's pshat, that's what he meant, made mikvos in the river. So even though the whole river around you may be moving, but that area is okay. There's also a very different approach which they also utilize to be samech on that halacha. And the Ron brings this as an alternative approach, which is that it's not a function of the flow of the river, it's a function of the place of the flow of the river. So in other words, you don't measure the amount of water that's moving, but what you do is you say, okay, when there's no rain at all in the dry season, the river reaches these two points. These are the banks of the river. Anything that spreads beyond those banks, that's viewed as, again, the gross riboy of Geshonim, because this river isn't here as a river. So that means what I'm being tovel in is only an area which is here because of Geshonim. So I can't go and be tovel in the area of the Geshonim. I need to be tovel in the area of the river itself.
The river widens.
Widens, right. Was it good? The way the Ron was learning, you'd actually have to measure the flow. Not only the height, you'd have to measure the speed. Right? You have to get an actual readout on the flow, how many cubes per second past this particular point. Right? This is more complex according to the Ron. So in any event, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring that the minig leheter. However, the Ashkenazim, they bring that. Because, I mean, can you imagine, how could you possibly have a shtetl and not have a mikveh? So there was always a mikveh, because there was always something nearby. That's all the discussions also about needing to mention the nearby river and the Gittin and the Xivis. Right? This was because in Europe, this is what you had wherever you went. Yeah, even some weirdos that live on islands.
I was once in some place in Chutzlars. I had to do it through this Kalim in a river, and it's interesting because I remember asking a certain posek, and I do not remember who the posek was, but he told me I have to check out, I have to investigate whether it's more Megashom or more Meidom, and I did investigate it.
Yeah.
But another Rav said that Minhag Ashkenaz was Lokacha.
Only where they didn't have a mikveh. They're only relying on it in places where there was no mikveh. Where there was a mikveh, so then they were marked to go to the mikveh specifically. So maybe this is an area where you could have gone, driven into Helsinki, got to the mikveh.
I hope so.
Okay, there are other problems that are taken into consideration also in the Naharis, which is the mud issue.
So you're
because you have to worry about chatzitzes, because if you learn that pshat in Mavtzi, so it means just to walk into a muddy river, he wasn't semechan. Even though Lamaisa, as we'll see in Mikvos, when they finally expand the Daf Yomi the way they should, to include the Mishnayos, so the only type of mud that's really ma'akev for chatzitz is tita yavin, which is like really thick, sticky, not what you would have on your feet when you come out of a river. But okay, but they'll mark me on that also.
So Rav's saying if you're in a teal somewhere in I don't know, the Yukon or in the Appalachian Trail, and you have to toivel kalim, you can write minagashkanaz, you don't have to check out where the
water
is.
Right. But you should look for a place where the water is still.
The chachila.
Yeah.
Because that way you don't have to worry, that's Zuchalin. But
if
all you have is Zuchalin, then...
You'd actually be able to drink water and not have to die. You could be Taimulin.
A section of the river, a side part of the river where that still is not considered Zuchalin, if it's not, you don't see it moving.
Yeah, that's right.
Even though it's really part of the river.
Correct. Yeah. Again, for these purposes. Okay, so anybody who wants to do the Ron inside, it's a lot of fun. I'm sure you wouldn't mind staying another hour here in the Daf Yomi, but we'll move on. Omer Avami Omerah, Ma'idichti V'ata Ben Adam, Asei Lecha Klei Gola, go make for yourselves the thing that you need to go into Golus. Uglei Omam Le'nehem, so Yechezkel is supposed to show himself as if he's on the trail. I think he mentioned the Yukon, the Appalachian Trail. So, I mean, this is obviously why we bring the sugya. Where's it going to be table and dishes? Okay. So what exactly are clay gola? A clay gola is a flashlight. You need it in there. And you need a little aluminum pan so that you can at least have some ki'ara. Huh?
Bring that they call the lamp.
The lamp, yeah. And a shatiach. You got to have something that you can spread out. You know, you got to eat on it, lie on it. And so that's a piece of skin that you take with you. And when the Torah says at the time of the Churban that you'll be chas v'shalom b'choser kol, so what is b'choser kol? Missing everything. What does that mean? Amar Bami Amar Rav, that means not having a lamp and not having a table. Below Nera, below Shulchan. Rav Kisa says, not having anything is not having a woman. Rav Shesha says, forget about a woman. It's below Shamash. What, you don't have a valet? That's without anything. You might as well be dead. Rav Nachman Amar, no, the real pshat is below Deya. You don't have any brains. That's the now, obviously, Deya is more than brains, but you don't have Das to to have the wisdom to lead your life. Tana. Now, Braisa says it means below melach, you don't have a little bit of salt, or below ravav, and a little bit of some margarine, even at least a stick of margarine. Om Rabbi, Naktina. We have a Kabbalah that when you're talking about being poor, the only way to really be poor is in brains. Ain ani ela b'deya. Somebody who doesn't have wisdom, he's in bad shape. B'ma'arav ha'amar, he used to say in Eretz Yisrael, b'dabe, somebody who's got that, he's got sense. Kulabe, he's got anything that you need. But the lo dabe, if he doesn't have that, mabe, what's he got? I mean, he doesn't have anything. Doesn't matter how rich he is, but he might as well be in a fancy doghouse. He's just a dog anyway. Dog koni, machaser. If this he has managed to get for himself, what's he missing? Da lo koni, if he hasn't managed to get this for himself, ma koni, what does he have? What did he have? This is not repetitious, says the Karen Iron. Because one is referring to natural abilities of dads. And that's that da be. This is what you have. But then there's also that which you, your life achieves in terms of deepening your ability to deal with more and more complex situations. So that's koni. One is your natural abilities, the other one is the chikana, and therefore we put them together. Omer of Alexandria, Omer of Chia Bar Abba, Ein Achole Omeid Michoyot, Shemochalim Lo Kol Avonotav. And a person gets well, that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been Bochal everything. Shenema, HaSoleach L'Chol Avonaychi, HaRofe L'Chol Tachaluaychi. Where does the person come to see a refuah for all of his ills? Only after the slicha of everything that he's done wrong. Rav Amnuna Omar, when a person recovers, he does more than recover. He gets younger. If he made it through, he's chozer liyamei alumav. He goes back to his youthful days.
That's the cure
makes you stronger. That's right. Shenema, ruta fish bisaromi noa. Oh boy, getting some of that ruta fish, that's really great stuff. And that's a notrikon. That's a notrikon, which means rotu vafash, ruta fash. Means you got a lot of nice, juicy new oils coming into that body. A lot of new juices pouring in, right? So it's ruta fash pesaro, beautiful word. Now that you have a, that just like Minoah, Yashuv l'mei alumav, he goes back to his youth. Kol mishkavo hafachta b'chayo, you turned upside down through his illness. Everything was turned backwards. You know what that means, though, says Rabbi Yosef. Kol mishkavo hafachta b'chayo. That he forgets everything he learned. Don't lomad the mishakeach limudo. So that's the, when we talk about mishkavo, the mishkavo is the way in which you've set things down. You set a bed, you make a bed, you make your learning, you put it out, you misadar it, right? Like a misadar mito. Everything has to have its place. Every one thing follows the other. There's a nice framework for your learning. But if you take that, you turn it upside down, what happens? You lose it all. Because it's no longer in its place. So it doesn't have the correct context. I think you forget it. It becomes individual words, like the difference of trying to remember a sentence or trying to remember a word list, which is to put in a sentence. And you forget it all. And of course, that's what happened to Rabbi Yosef himself. Rabbi Yosef Cholash, Rabbi Yosef became ill, and he forgot all his learning. Ahadre Abaye Kame, and Abaye re-taught Rabbi Yosef what Rabbi Yosef had taught him. I know the Chol Duch, that's what we always find all over Shas. That if we say, Amar Rav Yosef, lo shemila yada shmaisa. Rav Yosef always says, I never heard that. And Abai always says to him, what do you mean? You're the one who said it. Amar le Abai atamrita, now that you taught it to us. Umi hamatnita amrita, this is the source that you use to teach it to us. So clearly, this is a reference back to that terrible period in Rav Yosef's life, in which he needed to be retaught everything by his Talmud Abai.
Was it because of old age?
No. He was cholash, he got sick.
Wasn't he blind, Joseph?
That doesn't make you forget your learning. Now, also, Ki Avigomir Rebbe, Tlatas Asrei Afi Yochata. Rebbe used to work out 13 different approaches for the Mishnah. And he would teach Reb Chiya 7 out of the 13. To Agmer El Rebbe Chiya, Shiva Minhon. In the end, Rebbe got ill, Cholash Rebbe, So Reb Chiya had to teach Rebbe back the Seder of those seven approaches that he had been taught by Rebbe. So how did Reb Chiya come in? Hanishiva Ape the Agmere. But the rest were lost. The Shita Azdu, he lost those other six approaches. Ave Ahuk Katsra, and there was that good old cleaning Lynn, you know, the laundry guy. This is a rather famous laundry guy. He keeps showing up in Rebbe's life, right? So there was the laundryman that used to work outside over there, used to overhear the way Rebbe was saying it over. And he, this is like, it was a guy like this, an amazing story, it was a guy like this in Punovich, a Yemenite. And he knew the entire, everything that the Rambam had written, Baal Peh. Of course, nobody went to Punovich knew anything. They couldn't find a Rambam, certainly, and Pirush Mishnayos could never find that. So they would go to the janitor, the M&A guy, to tell us where to find, and they would quote this and this, and immediately show them where it was. So here, we have the laundryman, basically, who Reb Chiya figured, the only guy who's going to remember the way that Rebbe said over those other six approaches is the laundryman. So Ozer Reb Chiya, v'gomar yaton kamikatsra, so he went to learn by the laundryman, who said it over to him, so he learned it, and he came back and taught Rebbe what Rebbe had forgotten. And whenever Rebbe would meet that cleaner, he used to say to him, you know what? You built me and Tchia. We owe you everything. Other says he put it this way for Kamalei. Ata asita Tchia. You think you only rebuilt Reb Chiya, but I want you to know, Chiya asaoti. Based on what you did, Chiya rebuilt me. So, yeah. Okay. I guess we'll continue this tomorrow. Great stuff. Omara. Kolam evakerat hakole anitzo midina shel gehinom. Shenemar ashrei maskil odal v'yom ra'ay imateo adunai. Im dal ala hakole, shenemar midala yivatzaini. Inami min adem kra. Madu ata kacha dal ben amelach baboker baboker. Vein ra'a ela geinam. Shema kol pa'al Hashem lema'aneu. Ve'yam rasha liyom ra'a. Vim biker mas charo. You just said. Kiri omen it's something dina shem geinam. No. Mas charo ba'am azeh. Continues. Hashem yishmereu v'yachayehu. V'yushar ba'aretz. V'alti tineu v'nefesh o'ivav. Hashem yishmereu mi'etzer hara. V'yachayehu min ha'yisurim. V'yushar ba'aretz shiwakom mitchabdim bo. ולא בתלת שרי בת ראיתה דיומה. כי היכד לא לסחדה כמן רחמי. תלת שרי קדמיתה רווחה דייתה. בת ראיתה תקף חושן. עומר רובין, עומר רב מנעין שהקדוש ברוך הוא זן את החולה שנאמר, השם יסעדנו על הרס דווי. ועומר רובין, עומר רב מנעין שהשכינה שרויה למעלה ממיטתו של חולה, שנאמר השם יסעדנו על הרס דווי. תעניין המיוחי נכנס לבקר את החולה, לא ישב לו אגבי מיטה ולא אגבי ספסל, ולא אגבי כיסא, אלא מתעטף יושב אגבי קרקע, מפני שהשכינה שרויה למעלה מביתתו של חולה, שאמר שמסעדנו על ארץ דווי. ויאמר רב ונאמר רב, מיטרו במערבה, סעד הרב הפרט, ופליגי לשמואל, יאמר שמואל, ארם, מקיפ ממדברך. But the truth is that להלוך הפליגי לשמואל עד השמואל himself. ויאמר שמואל, אין המים מתארים בזוחרים, אלא פרט ביום התשרי בלבד, and of course anything like that, and any time the prat matches its own form in Tishrei. Avua de Shmuel, Avad v'om mikvaot l'venati b'yom nisan, u'mavtzi b'yom tishrei. Yom revam yom rab. Ma'y dechtiva ta ben adam, aseh lecha klei gola, zu ner v'ka'ara v'shatiya. B'chot sekol, om revam yom rab, b'lo ner b'lo shulchan, rev chiz tamar b'lo isha, rev shesh tamar b'lo shamash, rev nachman b'lo de'a, Tana below Melach below Revav. Amra by Naktina Neinani Ela B'de'a. Bima Rav Amra the Dabe Kulabe. The Lo Dabe Mabe. Dakani Malchaser. The Lo Kani Makani. Amra Alexander Amra Bichia Barava. Ena Chole Omid Michoyo. Acher Mochalim Lo Al Kol Avonotav Shinemra Soleach Lekol Avonaychi Arofe Lekol Tachaluaychi. Rav Amnon Amar Chozer Liyamei Umulav Shinemra Arut Afesh Besaro Minoar Yashuv Liyamei Alumav. Is it the name of a vegetable or something? Aruta? Ah, there we go. Kol Mishkavo Afakta Bechayo Amar Rav Yosef Lomar Demeshacheach Limudo. Rav Yosef Chola Shiakar Limudei Ahad Rabbi Akamei Ainin B'chol Duchta Aminon Om Rav Yosef Lo Shmiyalei Adash Maitita Om Rav Yosef, what do you mean? Atam Rita Ne'alan? Umi Amat Nidam Rita Ne'alan? Ki Avigomer Rabbi Tlat Esrei Api Yilkata Admer El Rebchia Shiva Minon Lesof Chola Shrebi Ve'ad Rebchia Kamei Anu Shiva Shiva Api De Admer But Shita Asta Ave Ahu Katsu Ave Shmiyalei Le Rebbi Kid Avigoreslet Ozu Rebchia Ve'gomar The six missing Kami Katsu V'yot Vani Aton Kamei Rebbi God, I because you're the Rebbe, low cats are my Rebbe. Ah, ata sita tiva tchia. You can have no comrade. Ata sita tchia. Tchia sa tiva.